808 Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Aridoth, Tyler Gumm, Nick Hischer, thanks for being with us here this morning on this Thursday. Yeah, busy half hour here, and we're starting off talking about something coming up this weekend. Joining us first off this morning, I see you over there, Dan, somewhere. 74th District State Representative Dan Swanson. Dan, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom.
We've got a studio full here. Also, we'll start with the Knoxville High School FFA advisor, Mallory Talley. Mallory, good morning. Mallory, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
All right, now we've got some students, FFA students from Knoxville. I'll have you each introduce yourself, starting over here, Zach.
Zach Hopkins, treasurer.
All right.
Lane Putnam, vice president.
All right.
Dane Hennepin, plot manager.
Okay.
I'm Jack Link. I was last year's president.
All right.
Disney Secrets Ambassador.
Okay. Well, guys, welcome. Thanks so much for coming in. And so let's talk about, I'm going to start with you, Dan, and the veteran side of things. Veteran Planting Day. Tell us what's going on.
Sure. And I just need to say Tyler did a great job last couple days.
No matter what Tim says.
Right. That only cost me $20.
Yeah. If anybody's back's hurting, well, could be. No, what we've got going on is a great adventure with the Knoxville FFA and with our local veterans. We passed legislation last year that makes the first Saturday in May of each year the Veterans Gardening Day to be observed throughout the state as a day set apart in the honor and remembrance of veterans and is celebrated appropriately.
Right.
So we had the lady who had that idea that we passed legislation for. She has distributed seed throughout the state of Illinois for vegetable gardens to help kick off Veterans Day. And I reached out to Mallory in the Knoxville FFA and said, hey, would you be willing to plant some seed, plant it in your greenhouse, and then we can make distribution on that first weekend in May. And you've got the group here that put it all together. Have been watching some seeds grow.
So. Yeah. Well, Mallory, talk about that when Representative Swanson came to you. I'm guessing it was kind of a no-brainer. It's like, yeah, this is something that's kind of right up our alley in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah, I don't know if it was an email or a text message, but I just started reading it, and I barely got to the end of it, and I knew right away that that was something that we were going to do. And the greenhouse is, I like the greenhouse. I like this time of year because it's like springtime in there all the time. So we like being out there, but we planted, Deborah came and talked to our group, to one of my classes, and she left some seed packets, and so we planted several of those. The horticulture class kind of took it over. We seeded tomatoes and peppers in March, and the growing conditions outside with no sunshine, they're not, some of them are growing really well, and some of them need a little more sunlight, but we've got several plants in there to distribute.
So maybe a little departure, all kind of in the same role. And with the FFA, I'll start with you, Zach. Talk a little bit about maybe a little bit different adventure doing this and the planting in the greenhouse, or is that something you guys are a part of every year?
Well, every year we do a flower sale. So almost every single year the greenhouse is all very active. And this is just another thing that we decided to take on, another like adventure just to give back to veterans and other things like that. As Holly said, the horticulture classes and several other classes have helped managing these plants, the tomatoes and the green peppers. So,
mm-hmm. Well, and Mallory, so are there going to be seeds that are available for distribution as well, or the plants, or what?
We have both. So we have about 200 to 250 tomatoes, 200 to 250 peppers, and they're all different sizes. We had some germination issues in the beginning, so we reseeded. But then we also, when Deborah came, she brought a big tote full of all kinds of different seeds, green bean seeds and peas and cucumbers and lots of different flowers. So we'll have those available too. And then Tamanda's in Knoxville has agreed to donate some onion sets. So we're going to pick those up and we'll have those to distribute as well.
And Dan, talk about from the veteran side of this thing and the legislation, why they wanted to do a program like this.
Well, I think it's to recognize the veterans, and it's great therapy to get out in the garden and do things. And if we get Tyler to cooperate with the weather a little bit more, we could be a great day.
We can blame it all on Tyler, everything, right?
But, you know, that's what it's about, is the therapy and getting out there, getting out in the sunshine, getting out in the garden, getting your hands muddy, dirty, whatever the case may be, and plant a plant that you can harvest the seed from during the summer or the fall and know it's what you homegrown. And it's all about remembering the veterans.
Absolutely. Well, sir, we'll go with the students for a minute. Chesney, with you, is there a favorite part of this project? Is it seeing, you know, the fruits of your labor, fruits, so to speak, growing, or what?
Honestly, I think my favorite part's just distributing the plants to the veterans and just seeing how happy they are.
Yeah, absolutely. How about you?
Yeah, I really like watching things grow. You know, growing up on a farm, I've seen it all the time, and it's really good to know that it's going to a good cause. So.
All right. What do you think? Any particular thing that maybe is a favorite in this whole process for you? Or
watching all the people who be so happy of what the plants are getting.
Yep. Very good.
I'm looking forward to distributing them. I'm really excited for that. And I'm also just watching things grow. It's fun and it's exciting.
All right. Zach?
I'm just really excited to give them back to veterans because I just think that they really deserve this, something like this, and it's just a small token of our gratitude from the Knoxville FFA to them.
Yeah. And Mallory, just listening to these students, that has to make you feel good also, knowing that it's not just about the growing and that whole process, what this is actually for.
Exactly. I was hoping I got a turn to say what my favorite part was.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Absolutely.
Now, mine for sure is obviously that it's going to a good cause, and I said I like being in the greenhouse, so I enjoy that, but the best part about the whole thing is that the kids are giving back and they're learning community service, and that's what FFA is all about. It's service learning and it's community involvement, and that's really what they're doing, and they don't even know it.
Yeah. Well, and Representative Swanson, it's got to be fun for you to hear these students and everything, what they're saying about this as well.
Well, absolutely. Enthusiasm's great. When you involve the young people in the community and get them involved in a project like this, it's great to see the blue and the gold out there who will be making some distribution of these plants, and we'll be starting that on Friday.
The blue and the gold with two respects with this school, right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So again, with the seed distribution and everything, when will that happen, and how can people get those?
So these students are going to distribute to the Legion in Knoxville tomorrow, and also the Legion in Abingdon, and then Mr. Swanson's going to take care of the Legion in Oneida and Galesburg. Those all go out tomorrow, and then Saturday, the veterans will be able to come to the Legions and get them, and also our chapter has a plant sale, so they can come to Knoxville High School in our greenhouse and get some from there as well.
All right. Dan, anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I've got the timelines with the different organizations.
Yeah.
And as Mallory said, the students will be delivering to some of the sites, and I'll take care of some others, but Knoxville has their plant giveaway but they'll be giving away the veterans things, but also selling plants. And that's Saturday from 8 to 12. People can go to Knoxville High School and get their plants as veteran plants. Oneida, American Legion, you can pick your plants up there Friday, 6 May, from 4 to 6 p.m. is when they'll make their distribution. Knoxville American Legion, 6 May, 4:30 to 7 p.m., kind of in conjunction with their Friday night supper. Galesburg VFW is going to be Saturday morning from 9:30 to 12. And then Abington American Legion, Saturday, 7 May, from 10 to 1. And that's in conjunction with their, they've got a meal going on there Saturday morning. So.
Perfect. All right. Well, guys, thanks so much for what you're doing. And guys, thank you, students, as well for participating and understanding what the cause is about. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Mallory, thank you. Representative Swanson, thank you so much.
Thank you.